On the screen?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Wesley family. I'm so happy you joined us online worship today. Let's greet one another. You're at the right time, in the right place with...
the right people.
Amen. I hear you saying right people. You're right. You're right. No matter where you are, we are connected and we are worshiping God in one spirit. And I'm so happy with that. And let's see. We have many people online. Darlene, good morning. Jillian, good morning. Andy, I see you. Coralie, Michelle, Bess, Roberta, Jamie, and so many others. And Jean, Joanne, and good morning. Good morning. Today, after my sermon, we have a missionary report who is building a school for children in Tanzania. Please wait for that one. And we are collecting donations for COVID-19 fund, which will help so many people who are suffering from the virus and the hospital who is fighting. They are fighting against the virus to save the precious people. So please remember that. And I really appreciate your generous donation. And today we have Steve Downs. He is our liturgist today. He's going to lead us in our worship. Now, let's gather our spirit in one body and worship God together.
To worship, bring your longing, bring your hope. Lay down your fears, lay aside your doubts.
Faith has called us here.
Pour out your soul with prayer and praise.
We come to worship God.
Let us sing together, Be Thou My Vision, verse 1 and 2.
It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. We have so many. First, I want to mention a few of us whose birthday is this week. We have 5 people. And today, it's Amy Veering Bond's birthday. Happy birthday, Amy. And tomorrow, Myla Wendelkin. And Tuesday, we have 2 people, Andy Peach and Mark Taylor. And Friday, Mike Drew. Happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day and year. And we have one couple who have wedding anniversary during the week. Today is Dave and Linda Caverance anniversary. Congratulations. I hope you have a meaningful anniversary. And Amy Bond likes to share her joy with Wesley families, and she appreciates Katie Harris' coloring and bow gift. Katie has been sending coloring to many people. I mean, she draws a beautiful one, and I mean, with the encouragement word, thank you, Katie. And she also sent bow to our Wesley children. Thank you very much, and thank you for naming that. And please continue to have Carol Finicum and Nell Adams in your prayer. Especially, please remember Carol Finicum in your prayer. During the week, she was confirmed with the coronavirus. It's really sad, but at this stage, she has a symptomatic stage. She doesn't have, thank God, she doesn't have pain or breath issue at this point, but she is positive. Please remember her in your prayer. And please, wear your mask and social distance. It's real outside. Please remember that. And please continue to have Barb in your prayer. She's going to have a surgery on July 3rd. Please remember that. And also remember Phyllis Stutzman for her strength. And we need to pray for one another and our local community and the country. It's not about division we need to think about. It is about working together. We need healing, trust building, and restoration in our local community and the country. And we need to see each one of the people we see as the one, the precious one God wants us to see. And please remember so many people who are suffering from the many kinds of virus and illness, and the people who are working very hard. And please pray for many research people and scientists who are making medicines and vaccines. So now, I don't see any of your prayer requests on the comment. You may do that, or you may send an email to me. Now let's turn to God and pray together. Gracious God, you are the Creator. So many times you have been named and called the Father. In your wisdom and love, you made this world and all things and all creatures in it. In this Father's Day, O God, we pray, we remember and we pray for all fathers in your creation. Bless all fathers who have taken upon themselves the responsibility of parenting. Especially bless those who have lost their spouse to death or divorce, who are parenting their children alone. Strengthen them by your love, that they may become the loving and caring persons they are meant to be. Give them to be good role models and loving presence to their children. And help them to be a father like you are. Give them grace and patience to handle situations in a loving way. God, this morning we pray for those, your beloved children in need. Especially for those who are sick and ill. We particularly remember those of us who need your touch, your healing hands. We remember Barb Kick and Marion Kick. We remember Nell Adams. We remember Ron Fulmer. And we remember Carol Finicum
and our family, Rosie. God, we need you. We need your healing touch. Remind us that we are not alone but surrounded by many, and you are always with us. Strengthen their immune system and give all the wisdom and strength to the medical team who are taking care of them. God, we believe you are the God of life and restoration. So let them know you are with them and feel your touch. And we pray for our local community and the country. We are divided, God, in this hardship. God, unite us in one spirit. Help us know the right way, right direction in your love and care. Give us vision. Give us eyes to see, and give us ears to listen to your voice and guidance. This morning we remember the people who are suffering in many different ways. God, you know. You know what they need. Give them your comfort and strength to overcome. And also give us courage and wisdom to help them in a way they need, so that we may follow your calling to feed and tend our neighbors as you call us to do. Bless each one of us, God. Lord, be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing together, Lord, listen to your children praying.
Not because you were more numerous than any other people that the Lord set his heart on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. It was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath that he swore to your ancestors that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God of God, the faithful God who maintains covenant loyalty with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and who repays to their in their own person those who reject him. He does not delay, but repays in their own person those who reject him. Therefore, observe diligently the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinance that I am commanding you today. If you heed these ordinances by diligently observing them, the Lord your God will maintain with you the covenant loyalty that he swore to your ancestors. Our second reading is from John 3, verse 1. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God. Happy Father's Day. Fathers, you are the heroes of your beloved children. And you are the one who has brought the biggest impact on them. And let me tell you, you deserve praise for your love for them. And let's think about that. When you think of your father, what image comes in your mind? Many people have a lot of positive and heartwarming memories with their fathers, but unfortunately, it is also true that some people don't have positive memories, or some even don't have any memories. But we agree that father and somebody who provided a father figure to them and us have brought a huge impact on our lives. So in the Bible, so many times we find father. In Hebrew, it is hav, ha'av. In Greek, it is pater. So in the Old Testament, Ha'av is mentioned 1,191 times. It's a lot. And Pater in the New Testament, 417 times. That represents that ancient Israel society was patriarchal, yes, father-centered, and the father was the center of the family and their society in the most part of their lives. And with that father figure, we call God the Father. But at this point, I don't want to limit the character and the nature of God into just a father figure. So I want to mention the Bible also has a mother figure, mother image of God. I'm going to mention that in detail on one of Mother's Days. But in brief, in Hebrew word, which describes the best God's character and nature, that is Rahum. Rahum. That means mercy and grace. Rahum is used only when people describe the character of God. It is not used for any human being, only for God. And Rahum comes from another Hebrew word, Rahem, which means a mother's womb. A mother's womb that bears a baby for 9 months, who endures all the pains, difficulties, and inconvenience during the pregnancy, and who gives birth a child, that represents God's unconditional love. Yet, because it was a patriarchal society, and the most part of the Bible was written by male figures and heroes and scholars, we find so many times that the Bible describes God Father. Okay? I'm good with that. Father who protects and leads the family. It is about a safe place for their children, just like your love provides a safe and comfortable place for the whole life of your beloved children. Then let me ask you, when you think of the safe place, where do you find the safe place related to your father or somebody who gave you a father figure. For me, the safe and comfortable place in my memory is my father's back. My father's back. My father often lay his face down and wrote his journal or prayer or writing on his bed. And I was a little kid, and I lay down on his back. It is like he lays down, and I lay down on his back. And I fell asleep. And he never said, "Move, his son, you're not a baby. Move, move, you are heavy." He never said that to me. And I think I did that until I was in my 8th or 9th grade. And it was the most comfortable and safe bed in the world. And to me, his back is the safe place in the world. And that image always gives me the confidence and feeling of being loved, even when I'm facing difficult moment. When I fail, when I feel frustrated and disappointed, when I feel lonely, and when I feel lost, and when I have no idea what to do, even at the moment, I have a safe place in my memory, which I had in my relationship with my father. Let me tell you, in our culture, typically, men, we don't express love and gratitude well compared to women. And some people think they are good, but I doubt that. It is like, I'm the man. They know I love them. I worked really hard for them. I don't have to. And did you know that in the United States, men are likely have feeling of loneliness and depression 3 times more than women? Because men are not good at expressing what we think and what we feel. We need to express our feeling and express our love and gratitude. I'm not good at that either, but I'm trying to express my love and gratitude. During the week, I found a beautiful video clip. The title is Tell Them Now. So now, let's take a look. Allison, are you ready? Yes. It's on. The voice, but it is simply the conversations between dad and their children. And kids, their children ask them, "What was that makes you proud of me?" And I feel like kind of awkward moment they express, especially dad, express their feeling and their love. And the last moment, the lesson was, tell them now. Tell them now. I'm going to have this video clip on our Facebook after the worship. So fathers, you have a great role in your children's life throughout the whole their lives, no matter what they have done, and no matter where they go. Sometimes I heard some people saying, I'm not that sweet, I'm not that kind of person, I have never done that before, that's not me. Some people say, I don't say that I love them, but probably they know that. And some people say, their children are already grown up. And let me tell you, it is not late to express your love. And when was the last time you hugged your children, especially adult children, and said, I love you? In reverse, when was the last time you hugged your father and said, I love you? And remember, not just hugging, remember that your presence still means a lot to them, more than you think it is. And I heard it is more difficult to say I love you to your father than your mother. Yeah, I feel that. And why don't you try that today? Even if your father is in heaven, it's fine. You can still speak to him. Thank you, and I love you. In reverse, why don't you be open to your children, just like God is open to us in our relationship, waiting for our response. In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus was going out of Jericho, and a large crowd followed him. And there were two people who had sight disability, blind. When they heard Jesus was passing by, they shouted for help. Jesus, help us. We are here. Help us. Show your mercy on us. Then Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want? What do you want? To me, it sounds like, can I help you? What can I do? Can you believe it? What kind of a question is that? In his time, so many people followed Jesus because they wanted to hear Jesus preaching, and they wanted to see him doing miracle. And they heard that Jesus healed so many people. And what about these two peoples with their sight disability? They could have been waiting for Jesus, sitting right there to see him for hours or for days. Why? Because they heard about Jesus and they wanted to be healed. Then what about Jesus? Did Jesus not see those people? They had a sight disability. Did he not know what they really wanted? So he asked simply, what do you want? What can I help? No. I believe Jesus wanted to talk with them. Jesus wanted to listen to them. And Jesus was building a personal relationship with those two people, asking them, what do you want from me? I believe in our relationship with God, God knows where we are. And God knows what we have done before. And God knows what we think. And God knows exactly what we want. But still, God is asking, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you, my beloved child? And God is waiting for us to respond to God and build our relationship with God. And I believe that's why we need to keep praying to God, and that's why we need to do meditation on God's word, to trying to listen to God, God's voice in our lives. God the Father wants to talk with you and me, and we need it. We need it. And I want to encourage you and me to talk with your beloved people, especially with your beloved children, more. Your adult children is fine. Not investigating what they are doing or what they are thinking, but more listening. Just like Jesus did to these two people. What do you want? what are you thinking? Then you can still bring huge impact on your children more than you think and more than you can imagine. So a few years ago during Ramadan in Muslim calendar, which is a season of fasting and meditation, a few of United Methodist clergies were invited to their annual Ramadan dinner. So it was an interfaith gathering with half Muslim, the half Christian and Jews. And in my table, there were four young Muslims. They were college boys. And we had a really good conversation. And during the time, I asked them, so how many times do you pray? I heard you pray a lot every day. So how many times do you pray every day? Then one of them said, five times a day. 10 minutes each. 4:30, 8 a.m. So I stopped him. Oh, wait. 4:30 a.m. in the morning? You seriously? Do you get up at 4:30 to pray? Then one of them said, Nope. I don't usually do that. I don't usually get up and pray at 4:30. I start my prayer at 8 a.m. Then the next word he said was striking me. He said, I don't pray at 4:30, but my parents, my father, do that every day. And he said his parents are the role model of his life and faith. A friend of mine once talked to me, Paul, you know what? Once you become a father, you will be more faithful to God. So I made a joke. Why? Because it's really hard? You are suffering? He said, nope. It is because your child is watching you every day. Your child is watching you every day. I think he's right. Then I remember my parents, they never missed early morning prayer at 5 a.m. in the morning. They start every day with their prayer, talking with God, and they are my role model in my faith journey. Not only father and mother, but also aunt, uncles, and grandparents, you are the role model of your beloved ones in their lives and their faith journey. Each one of us, each one of you brings a huge impact on your beloved ones. And God is talking, guiding, and teaching them through you. And I want to encourage you to extend your circle of love to the people in our community and more. And this coming Wednesday, some of us will do feed our children ministry, packing grocery bags for the children in need in our local community. It is such a beautiful and precious ministry. And I believe we are not just packing grocery for some kids we don't know. I believe we are feeding them in spirit and parenting them in love. And likewise, when you join card ministry and serve the community in so many ways, we are parenting them in spirit. So my hope and prayers are not only our beloved and your grandchildren, but also people around us, they find a safe place in you and me, and they learn from you and me God's love, peace, justice, and compassion. And I hope our way of life encourages and empowers them to boldly live their lives in God, responding to God's calling in their faith journey. And we are expanding, we are making our circle of love bigger and more, and sharing love with them, so that we make Jesus' love, God's love, known to them every single day. Amen. Let me tell you one thing that I'm really grateful. One of our Wesley family sent a check of donation for children in Africa. And we find a missionary sent by our conference, Northern Illinois Conference. Reverend Kim has been a missionary in Tanzania for 10 years, and now she is currently building a boarding school for children between the age 13 to 18. And let me tell you here, here is how we Methodists serve and do ministry, not only in this country, but also around the world, all around the world. We pay our apportionment and donation to the conference and the general conference. And as a denomination, we have so many organizations. And one of them is General Board of Global Ministry. It's one of them. And they send thousands of missionaries all around the world and serve the people of God all around the world. And with our apportionment, we are serving millions of people in so many places while staying at home. And Reverend Kim deeply appreciates our prayers and donations, and she sent us her mission report video clip. So now let's take a look. Yes. And now we are collecting donation for COVID-19 fund, which will help many people suffering from the virus and so many hospitals. And it is one of the ways, one of the many ways we respond to God's calling to be the hands and voice of God. And we are grateful for all God has done in our lives. With gratitude for God has done in our lives, let's present ourselves, our time, and our resources before God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. We thank and praise you, O God, for the power of your healing touch and the gift of your saving presence. Bless these gifts that they may bring the power of your gifts to a world in need. In Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen.
Let us sing together our closing hymn, Trust and Obey, verse 1 and 4. Please join me in an attitude of prayer and receive the benediction. As we open another week and one more day in God's love, let us go boldly in the love of God to proclaim the miracle of Jesus Christ and the good news. So let us go forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, filled with faith and hope. May God be present, guiding you and empowering you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.
Supply.